This is Dr. Lee dictating a discharge summary. Patient named Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, Carolyn, C-A-R-O-L-Y-N. This is a discharge summary. A place, Autumn Lake, nursing rehab at Arlington West. Date, March 2024. History of present illness. This is a 77-year-old female. She was admitted to the hospital because patient has multiple bullous lesions. She was diagnosed as bullous pemphigoid, B-U-L-L-O-U-S, pemphigoid, P-E-H-P-H. GOID, and because of multiple skin lesions in the upper extremity, lower extremity, and the trunk, she has a secondary infection resulted in bacteremia, and she has methicillin susceptible Staphylococcus aureus infection. Patient has a paroxysmal AFib, diabetes, history of DVTP, lactic acidosis, morbid obesity, multiple medical problem. Patient was managed in the hospital. For the bullous pemphigoid, and for the infection, she was given IV antibiotics, and she was given steroid for the bullous pemphigoid. MSSA infection was treated, echocardiogram done, no evidence of endocarditis. ID recommended MRI cervical spine to rule out cervical discitis that shows cervical spondylosis with spinal stenosis, but no evidence of discitis, no evidence of osteomyelitis. Patient was started on IV antibiotics for MSSA. After stabilization, PICC line was placed and she was sent to the rehab facility for continuation of antibiotic and physical therapy. Course while in the rehab at Autumn Lake Rehab Center, patient was maintained on IV cefazolin, 2 gram IV every 8 hours. To complete the course of the antibiotic, CBC, CMP, cell rate, and CRP was monitored closely. While in the rehab center, patient was also being followed by John Hopkins for bullous pemphigoid, and recommendations were followed on the day-to-day basis. She was maintained on all the medications, local skin cream, and steroid and tapering dosages. While in the rehab, she was also not have a flare again, and she was sent back to see the dermatologist, John Hopkins, and prednisone dose was adjusted, and she was maintained on that. Patient completed the course of antibiotic here. She was stabilized, PTOT done, and subsequently, after discussion with the patient and the family, patient was discharged home. All the prescriptions were written and given to the patient, and outpatient follow-up, John Hopkins was advised. Discharge diagnosis. Number one, bullous pemphigoid, B-U-L-L-O-U-S, pemphigoid. Number two, bacteremia secondary to methicillin susceptible Staphylococcus aureus. Next line, hypertension. Next line, paroxysmal AFib. Next line, diabetes mellitus. Next line, history of DVT and PE. Next line, obesity, history of asthma, hypertension, and DJD. medications upon discharge, albuterol inhaler, 2 puff every 6 hours, Nexline calcium carbonate supplement, 2 tablets every 8 hours, Alokas 5 mg BID, Pepcid 20 mg daily, Gabapentin 300 mg at bedtime, Saline scale coverage with Humalog, Lantus insulin 6 units at bedtime, Lipitor 80 mg daily, Metformin 750 mg twice a day, Myconazole antifungal cream 2% applied to the skin every night for fungal rash, Bactoban ointment 2% applied to the rash area at the bullous pemphigoid, Mycophenolate, MYCOPHENOLATE, 500 mg 2 tablet by mouth twice a day. Miralax 17 gram daily for constipation as needed. Prednisone 10 mg tablet. Take 3.5 tablet once a day for bullous pemphigoid. Artificial tears, Tramadol 50 mg every 8 hours. Trilogy Ellipta, 1 inhalation daily. Triamcinolone, 0.1% ointment to the rash twice a day. Tylenol Extrasense, 500 mg, 2 tablet every 6 hour PRN. Verapamil, XL, 180 mg daily. Vitamin D, 1,000 units daily. Next and condition at the time of discharge table. This is the end of the location. Thank you.